Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and happy Valentine's Day weekend. Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Today is Sunday, February 15th, 2015, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta. This evening, we will discuss relationships. Stay tuned. Well, welcome new listeners and loyal listeners. Thanks so much for being a part of our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We're so delighted that you're spending part of your Sunday with us. And, of course, we are blessed to have listeners of all ages. And we want to take a brief moment to talk about the origin of etiquette, especially for the benefit of the new listeners. Now, etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. And by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. And isn't that what we all want? Well, I know I certainly do. Well, the word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Now, Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always certainly like to applaud Charles I and II. Well, once again, happy Valentine's Day weekend. We're excited about our topic and show this evening. I'm going to bring on my co-host, who co-hosted with me last week as well, Andrea. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am doing very well. Thank you for asking. Well, wow. So, seems like we just did the show here, doesn't it? And
it does.
How quickly time is going. So, but we are really excited about talking about relationships, and we just thought this would be a great time to discuss relationships over the Valentine's weekend. And so, therefore, if you have a story that you would like to share, if you would like to talk about your relationship, if you would just like to share advice, if you are looking for love, let us know what you're looking for, and they may be listening out there. So we want you to certainly contact us. And, of course, if you're too shy, just go ahead and shoot us an email, as some of you have already begun doing. Well, Andrea, so happy Valentine's Day to you. Let me ask you something. Are you how was your Valentine's Day?
My Valentine's Day was nice. I actually celebrated early because my Valentine had to work on that day. But I had a very special Valentine's Day celebration, you know, earlier. And I think it's because I am with a very special person at this time. Mm-hmm. And my person is very respectful and thoughtful and kind. We actually went to a comedy show and we went out to dinner. And we're currently dating. So I, you know, have some advice for those currently dating. I think that is one of the biggest phases of a relationship is the dating phase. So that's kind of what I want to put some of my input in. You should always let him be a gentleman. And then you should always be a gentleman. That means opening all doors. And I think that sometimes as women, we feel as though we're independent, we can handle it, but those small things make a difference. Allow him to be the gentleman. If he doesn't open the door, you do not move your feet. You stand there, and you wait for that door to be open for you. I think another thing that we have to realize is that our company is valuable. Our time is valuable, and it's a reward, and that's how we should act. We should act as though our time and our company is a reward. So things such as a good night kiss is something that saves. You wait until, you know, it's earned. Well, not earned, but you wait until you're comfortable. You wait until you feel that you've built a connection. Also, you always want to make sure that you get the respect that you deserve, that you respect yourself. And once he sees that you respect yourself, then he will, if he wants to continue dating or getting to know you or moving forward in some kind of relationship, then he will also respect you and treat you as a lady worthy in respect. And that's based on the things that you say and based on the way that you dress. You know, you want to give the impression, you want to be the type of young lady or woman that requires that respect. So, you know, those things, we've come to those boundaries, and that's why we're still currently dating.
And that's, if I can just kind of piggyback on, I mean, you've really opened up for what we're going to be discussing. We're talking about making sure that you are respected. So, and that's really good because I tell people all the time, you have to respect yourself first before anyone else will respect you. So that is really important. So then you know exactly what it is that you are looking for. And as far as opening doors, that's really good because I've taught workshops sometimes and I'll say, you know, a gentleman should open the door for the young ladies. And I've had some ladies to say, oh, well, I'm not helpless. I can open my own door. I'm independent. I don't need to. So we're like, okay, yeah, we know that. That's great, fine, and wonderful. However, as part of being a young lady is to allow the gentleman to open the door for you. And I remember I was in high school and we were on a double date. And so it was, I will never forget, my date was driving and he let us off at the front of the building. We were going to the movie, so he let us out in front while he went to park. So myself and my friend and her date, we were, you know, walked up to the door. And so I arrived at the door first, so I just stood there. And so my date friend said, why are you standing there? It's cold out here, because it was snowing. Why are you standing there? It's cold out here. Why don't you open the door? I said, I am so sorry, but I thought I was in the company of a gentleman. And gentlemen usually open the door. He was like, oh, that's what you're waiting for. So then he opened the door. So I bet, you know, after that point, no one probably had to give him a hint of opening the door for ladies. Now, and also, ladies, too, let me say this, that it's not so much what you say, but it's how you say it. So, you know, I was in a little joking fashion, instead of saying, I can't believe you didn't open that door. What kind of man are you? You know, you don't want to do that. So it's not necessarily what you say, but it is how you say it. And so, yes, we know we're independent. We know that we're not helpless and all that kind of stuff. But it's just, as you mentioned, Andrea, it's just those little things that really make a big difference. And we'll talk about dress and all of that because, you know, you like the golden rule, which is part of the basis that we base the show on, the golden rule, which is do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or treat others the way you want to be treated. So so in order, you know, to receive respect, you also want to be respectful yourself as well. And when the guy does open the door for you or help you with your chair, then it's the female's, it's our job to say thank you because they don't have to do it. So we want to be grateful as well and show, you know, our gratitude and appreciation. So that's really good, Andrea. And so we have begun getting some messages about Valentine's Day. Some people are sharing some of the things that they did, and so we're going to get to those. But first, I think I would like to, Andrew, we're going to go ahead and go to the phone and start picking up some of the phone calls, okay?
Okay.
Extension 0240, hello, and thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello?
Baby girl.
Hi.
Everything's
hello?
Okay. I promise. I forgive you. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay.
Okay, hello?
You. I love you so much. I love you more than there are grains of sand on every beach of every planet, of every galaxy of the universe. I need you in my life. I need you more than humans need water and food to survive. You mean more to me than Home Depot means to Mr. Lodorado. You mean more to me than just anything. You mean more to me than gold and diamonds mean to the greediest burglar. And you're just the most perfect, most beautiful girl in all of the world. And I love you so much.
Okay, wow, thank you. Well, just in case you're just joining us, that was part of our poetry session. It's really beautiful that he was speaking with someone who is obviously, since this is loving relationships, that he's certainly loving. So thank you for that. We're going to go ahead and move to extension 1328. Hello, and thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? We're talking about love and relationships.
Hello.
Hello. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing well. Andrea, how are you?
I am well. How are you, caller?
Good. And how is the Valentine's weekend for everyone? I hope it was wonderful.
Absolutely great.
Good. My thing is I'm kind of piggybacking off of a lot of things you guys are saying because it is so awesome. I kind of have a question. I do understand that you should let a man be a man, and that's a lot of things that we as independent women are not doing, and then we're trying to figure out why, you know, you hear him say, oh, my gosh, he is not a man. He doesn't act like a man. He doesn't do this. He doesn't do that. But we take that power away from them by being so independent. Now, kind of what I'm the question to you guys is, what advice would you give to a female to be able to hold on to that independence? But oh, my gosh, how can I hope I'm explaining it right. Hold on to your independence, but yet and still let your man be the man that he should, be the head of the household and be, you know, all of those things to you without you losing yourself.
That's a really good question. Well, it's very common. You go right ahead, Andrea.
Well, I think that it's a balance between being independent and then also being a little submissive. Are you in a marriage? Caller? Well, if you're married or, you know, and you're sharing the same household, I think it's a balance between being independent and then also having a little bit of a trust factor with your significant other, trusting that they're able to handle, you know, household financials or household duties or, you know, things in the relationship. And maybe you should start delegating responsibility, saying, you know what, I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. You can go ahead and take over, you know, A, B, and C when it comes to living together or being in a committed relationship or in a relationship, period. And I also think that it wouldn't be hard for a man to be a man, regardless of how independent you are. I think it's more so just encouragement, just saying, you know what, you go ahead and you take the reins on these certain things, and I'll step back and I'll handle something else, and you come together and allow him to shine in certain areas where you still have a little bit of control with your independence, but you're also allowing him to be the man that he should be and be the man that he desires to be in your relationship.
Mm-hmm. And I certainly do agree with that, of course. You know, we are generally stronger in different areas, and so it's just a matter of communicating and saying, okay, who, you know, which area would you prefer to handle? You know, I can handle this area, you can handle that area. So communication is very key because we all, through relationships, we always bring our own special gifts and talents and our uniqueness. So it's just a matter of us both being able to, as you had said, Andrea, you know, we can shine in different areas. Mm-hmm. So that is very good, caller. Thank you so much for that. And hopefully that's you know, that's a good answer for you. We are going to, I want to get start on some of our emails. I have one that says, "Etiquette Lady and Guest, happy Valentine's Day to you both. My wife would not let me call the show, but I'm sending this to let you know what she did for me. I work a lot of hours every day, so on Saturday morning when I woke up, she blew all the snow off the drive and walked. She also warmed the car for me as well. She knew I wasn't feeling well when I went to sleep on Friday night, so she started Valentine's Day off so nicely. I love her much." And this is from Darren and Danita Jones. So thank you so much for sharing. Thank you for sending that to us. Although you're saying that about all the over that. Thank you so much for that. I do have another one that says, "Hi, Etiquette Lady. My name is Sarah, and our mom is a single parent. There are four kids. We decided to send her to a day spa so she could relax. She works very hard. She didn't want to go because she wanted to make something special for us." Just like a mom, huh? "We made her go. She's a great mom, and we love her. Sarah, Jeremy, Daniel, and Teresa." And then they have mom's name is Deborah out of Houston, Texas. Wow. Thank you so much for sharing that out with us. And, of course, Andrea, as we talk about relationships, not just, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband and wife, but also, you know, our relationships that we have with each other, with our parents, siblings. So, and I'm glad that Sarah did share that with us as well, with her mom. Her mom's a single parent, so that means she's not married. So, you know, she may or may not be dating. So they wanted to make sure that still it was just so very wonderful. It was a wonderful day for her, and we certainly do appreciate it. We have really, I'm just so excited. Our time is drifting, but we did extend our show out because we knew this would be a really big show. But we've got to take a break, you guys, for a quick commercial, and we will return in just a moment.
What is etiquette anyway? Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. These rules became requirements of behavior everywhere.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. or I'm too short to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the public speaking club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com. Do you have children under 18? Do you rent or own your home? How much money do you have saved for retirement? How do you plan to support yourself when you retire? What would you and your family do if a loved one died without a will or insurance? If you are not sure, you need to consult with Bowden Financial Group. Larry E. Bowden has over 20 years' experience in the insurance and financial service industry. He holds a BS degree from Morris Brown College in Business Administration and maintains a Georgia State Insurance license. He is a chartered senior financial planner and is the owner of Bowden Financial Group. Based on 100 average Americans, upon retirement age, 1% will be well-to-do, 3% will have no estate and will have to keep working, 4% will have income, 92% will be dependent or dead broke. Let Bowden Financial Group be your financial planner. After all, he has assisted thousands of individuals and small businesses over the years. Bowden Financial Group, 770-981-6024. Once again, 770-981-6024. Call now, Bowden Financial Group.
Welcome back to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Our co-host this evening is Andrea DeJesus. And we're talking about relationships. Happy Valentine's Day. Well, Andrea, I think we're going to go ahead and go back to the phone. Thank you all so much for holding, being patient. We're going to go ahead and go back to the phone. Extension 4999. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? Extension 4999. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, hi. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
What is Etiquette?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's
this
Day to you
Eve.
As well.
Yes.
Hi, Eve. Yes. Hi, Eve.
Yeah. I'm a little emotional about it, but I was just going to share a few things that made my marriage great. This year would have been 53 years.
Wow.
And I've been a widow for 7 years. But just to share a few things that kept our marriage together for so many years was we put God first. And when we met, it was like at first, had love at first sight. And he wanted to know, did I go to church? And I said, yes. So when we got married, it was a few months later, because it wasn't a long year thing. And he said, we must go to church together and serve God together. So I said, that's fine. Because both of us came from a family that prayed. And he was from a line of ministers and ministry and music. So we had, you know, you have ups and downs, but what we always did, we worshiped together, we sang in the choir together, and then we worked. He didn't want me to work, but I did. He did say it was okay, because my mother said it was always good for a woman to get out if she could. So she'll know what the other part of the world was doing. And then for our long-term relationship, we stayed away from accusing one another about things, putting one another down. When he got dressed, I don't care whether it was a T-shirt and a pair of dungarees, I always say, you look good. And he would always compliment me, even sharp sometimes, when he saw something special differently. We did little things like skipping down the sidewalk. This was in New York. And we would look at the grass that grew between the pavement, little simple things. We would go to the parks, Prospect Park and Central Park. You know, everything didn't cost money. We would drive sometime like to Yonkers, which was up in New York, you know, and just look at the mountains and the rock formation. So we kept ourselves busy, and I had my own entity as well. I was an Amway, which I'm still is, a business owner. I always loved business. And he was a happy go, just a happy person. And so we had, like I said, we had ups and downs sometimes, but we didn't stay there. We didn't do name calling and putting one another down, accusing one another. So that made it all the better. And so that's what I wanted. It was a lot more to it, but we had a great time together, you know, which is unusual. Like I said, every marriage has something, but we always worked it out, you know, mm-hmm. without hurt, trying to hurt one another in the process. So that's what I had to share for tonight, and I hope it'll be a blessing to someone.
We certainly, certainly do appreciate that because, you know, you said that it would have been 53 years for you this year, and it is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing that oftentimes, you know, you find couples that find it challenging to make it 53 months, and so, or sometimes 53 weeks. So that's what, just a year and a week or something like that. But yeah, those are great keys to working out the situation. I have an email. It's kind of similar. It says, "Hello, my wife and I have been married 50 years on Valentine's Day. People ask how we've been married so long, and we do tell them." Much prayer and say I'm sorry, whether you are or not. Also communicate. That's the key, and that's George and Glenda from Tennessee. Thank you, George and Glenda. And Eve, thank you so much as well for sharing. And if you could stay on for a minute, because, you know, right now you really have the experience, which is the wisdom. If you can just kind of stay on, we'll probably, you know, either have some people call in and maybe ask you a question or two, or they may send us a message if you don't mind. Is that okay?
Yes, okay.
Okay, so we'll keep you on. Thank you. I'm going to go to our next caller. It is extension 4200. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello. Hello? Okay, maybe someone just kind of hanging out listening. We'll go back to them in just a moment. In case you're just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we're talking about love and relationships, be it husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, mother, sister, sibling. We're talking about relationships. And Andrea, what do you think about that wonderful wisdom we just received?
I think that that's amazing. I think that's one of the most important, two of the most important things in any relationship is sharing the same beliefs and sharing the same values and honoring those beliefs and values, and also respect. How she mentioned that they would never belittle each other in front of the children and there's no name calling. I mean, that's important for any relationship, you know, any relationship that you want to have with your friends and your parents, but also with someone that you're spending your life with and having children with, having that respect and honoring those values spiritually and when it comes to family. And it's beautiful, and that's how you're able to last 50 plus years by having those things and honoring those things at all times, even when it gets hard. I'm sure, like you said, 50 people can't last 53 months. Sometimes it's hard for people to last 53 days, but to last 53 years, it's really special when you have that respect and you honor first and foremost your beliefs together.
Absolutely. That is, and again, communication is key. I know she remembered, I mean, she said, as you recall, that not to belittle each other. So, and it's so good to praise and compliment each other. That is so very important to compliment each other and to say, you know, I always say, to say thank you. Some things, you know, people might think, well, you know, you're supposed to do that. You know, that's just, but still, I mean, you know, you can still say thank you or, you know, honey, you look nice, or, you know, I wasn't feeling good. Thank you for going out to get dinner or cooking dinner. So it's just a matter of not taking, you know, one another for granted. That is really important. And even, you know, when I work with children quite a bit, I even share this with the children. And I'll ask them, how many of you thank your mom or dad for cooking when they cook? And they're like, what? I tell them, yeah, but aren't they supposed to cook? It's usually, you know, the common response. And I say, well, you know, they don't have to. I mean, it's good for them to do that because you do need to eat, especially if you're of age and you cannot cook yourself. But just take a moment and say, thank you. And I remember on a pretty comical note, Andrea, I remember I was doing a workshop at a school probably, I don't know, about 7 or 8 years ago. And I asked this very same question with the elementary group of children, or there were third graders, I'll never forget. And I said, well, how many of you say thank you to your mom or dad for cooking dinner? Or, you know, say if your mom cooks, you know, does your dad say thank you? Or, you know, do the kids say thank you? And this one little boy raised his hand. He said, Miss Riley, he said, my dad doesn't say thank you, but he leans back in his chair and he burps really loud, and that way my mom would know he enjoyed the food. So I said, okay. So in other words, you know, that was the clue for the mom to know that he enjoyed it. And I wanted to say, well, sweetheart, that was a little rude. If you're burping real loud and you're leaning back in the chair, but of course I didn't touch that because, you know, that was his dad, so I didn't say anything. I just said, okay. Yeah, I had to kind of go with that. So that was the cutest thing I'd heard in quite some time. That was really cute, and it was very genuine coming from the local. I'm going to try and go back to pick up one of our lines. It's extension 4200. Hello. Extension 4200. Thanks for calling with us, Etiquette. Anyway, hello. Okay, not sure what's going on there. But let me go to another email. It says, Etiquette Lady, I really enjoy your show. My husband cooked for me and did the laundry and cleaned the house. I told him I wish every day could be Valentine's Day. And this came from Kalita Davis in Marietta. So, Kalita, thank you for sharing that. And Kalita's husband, if you're listening, and Kalita, you can do that a little more often because she said that she wishes every day could be Valentine's Day. So that means she's wishing you can do that a little more often. But I'm sure she's very grateful for that. Thanks for sharing that with us, Kalita. Here's one that says, hello, and thanks for reading my message. My wife gave me a new baby girl on Valentine's Day. No better gift could have been possible. This is our first child, and we are elated. Thanks for your show. This is Mickey and Michelle from Atlanta. Thank you for sharing that. Oh, I'm sure you are very elated. So, and I want to take the time to say hello, my cousin. My niece's birthday was on February 14th on Saturday. So I want to tell her, Vernell, happy Valentine's Day and certainly happy birthday to you, and hope you really enjoyed your day. Okay, so Andrea, we were talking a moment ago at the beginning of the show anyway about dating, and I know you gave some pretty good tips on dating and, you know, kind of some of the things that you should and should not do and those kinds of things. And, of course, you know, since it's an etiquette show, we do like to talk about the protocol for different things. But yeah, dating is just basically forming that relationship and getting to know each other. And generally, you want to certainly, you know, when you're starting to create relationships or bond, you certainly want to make sure one of the most important things is to be honest. What do you think about that?
I completely agree.
I think that being honest, you never know. One of the biggest things is you never know where the relationship is headed. So mm-hmm. if it's a long-lasting relationship, like the old saying, anything that's in the dark will come to light. So you should mm-hmm. always go in open and honest, being who you are. And that way you know that once this relationship has progressed or if it has not, you were accepted or not accepted for exactly who you are. You can't live a lie for the rest of your life. So it's good to go in there being open and honest, willing to be accepted for who you are. And if you're not, then that's okay. But that's who you were, and that person was able to see who you were, and you're able to move on and show someone else how wonderful you are.
Mm-hmm. And that, because, you know, in when you're starting relationships, oftentimes people are so busy and trying to be, they're trying to be impressive, you know, they're trying to impress mm-hmm. the other person. But as long as you're impressing the other person, being honest, then, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, that is just key in being in a relationship, because generally, you know, if not, you can only put up facades for so long. And then what I like to call is the real you will come tumbling out at some point. And then, you know, you don't want to have anybody have to say, oh, now who are you again? You know, what? Is this the same person that I, you know, I've been going out with or been communicating with for the past month or so? Now, who are you now? And sometimes, you know, if you're not actually being your true self, then, like I said, the real self will come out. And because that's just who you are. And so it's best to just be who you are from the very beginning than to try to be someone who you are not and thinking that that's going to impress. Because you can only do the real you the best, okay? I have a question here. It says, this is for Miss Eve. That called in and shared. She said she would have been married for 53 years. Miss Eva says, how did you meet and how long did you date before you got married? And this comes from Carla.
It was a short, like in October. It was around October of 1 year. The following year, we got married on the 22nd of February.
Wow. So wait, November, December, January, 4 months?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, we just need to stop and applaud that right now. We really need to applaud that.
He was 21 years old and I was, 18 or 19.
And I know we were applauding, but what did you say your ages were? We were applauding when you were telling us how old the both of you were. Can you repeat that?
Yeah, he was 21. And I think I was 18, going on 19.
Wow. Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness.
But,
that is beautiful.
He was visiting an aunt of mine that I was living with her. And we just hit it off, you know. I had dreamed of what my husband would be like, you know. And he had great manners. And she said he had cooked the best collard greens she had ever eaten. And then I overheard him say, "Who is she?" I was going to the sink. It was in, she was downstairs. And so he said, "That's my." She said, "That's my niece." And so, and at that time in New York, we all get together. So she had a rooming house. All of us would get together and go to different things that was happening in New York, Manhattan. When I say New York, mm-hmm. And then he said to me, "You know what? I really care for you." And then that started everything. He hurried up and took me in to meet his family, his mother, and his father. And my parents lived in the Carolinas at that time. He hurried up and made phone calls to them. So
wow.
That's how it happened.
Uh-huh. Well, this is a man who knew
it. But it was simple, but it was loving.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Andrea, did you hear that?
Yes.
Wow. Because, you know, some people say, you know, they always try to put a, you know, they should say, well, no, you need to at least date a year, or you need to date for 2 years or 5 years, or, you know, so on and so forth. And so you can't really go by that. You can't go by that at all because you don't know, you know, how. Because I know I did. I met someone, too. Actually, they're members of the church, and we were talking about this one day. And she said she and her husband, they were from, I think, Nigeria. She said she and her husband met and married, like, in a month. And I thought, you've got to be kidding me. And at this point, they have been married for, like, 35 years. So I just think that is phenomenal. So in other words, you can date somebody 20 years and it still might not necessarily mean, you know, that's really the right person for you. So I think that's beautiful. And of course, you know, you have the spirituality component, which is, in my opinion, is the most important component of it. So obviously that was the glue, you know, that stuck your marriage together. So that is absolutely beautiful. I just have to applaud that again. Oh, my goodness.
And another component, his family, they treated us like they were, my parents treated him mm-hmm. like he was their child.
Mm-hmm.
And my brothers and sister loved him. And the same went for his sister and brother loved me. It was like children, you know, getting together,
mm-hmm.
and his parents loved me as well, you know, and they
wow.
looked out for us.
Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference. And let me say this, in case you all are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about love and relationships. And in case you are calling, when you call, please, because I know I tried to pick up a few lines, when you call 347-324-3295, make sure you hit the number 1, and that will send you into our queue and actually place you strategically on our board, on our switchboard, okay? Wow, we are in awe here. We have Miss Eve on the line, and she's been sharing with us that she and her husband would have been married for 53 years. He passed away 7 years ago. And what she was saying to us is that it is amazing. We had someone that sent a message and wanted to know how long they had been dating how old they were. And they were 18 and 21, and they start dating in October and married in February. That is absolutely beautiful. And people say that, you know, marriages can't last. So it just depends on, I guess, whether the both of you really want it to last or not. We're going to take another quick break, and we will be right back.
Greetings from Yasha's Accessories. Yasha's Accessories are unique handmade quality items, such as beaded lizard keychains, fun fur, regular, funky, holiday bracelets, and bookmarks. And some bracelets and bookmarks that cats and dogs can play with. You can contact me through my mom's email, ycunninghamyoung@yahoo.com. Once again, you can contact me through ycunninghamyoung@yahoo.com. Yasha's Accessories.
Yasha!
will make your holiday bright.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. Oh, I'm too sure to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the Public Speaking Club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
Okay, thanks for listening. We are back. Andrea, I have just received a message, and I thought probably we would get a few regarding Miss E there. It has one that says, "Hello, Etiquette Lady and Miss E. I got engaged on Valentine's Day and plan to marry in March. People say it's too soon, but I listen to Miss E, and I believe in her relationship." And this comes from Dottie. Dottie, thank you so much for reaching out, and I'm so glad that Miss E could be an encouragement to you. Thank you so much. And by the way, congratulations, Dottie. Congratulations. Of course, she didn't say, you know, how long they had dated or if how old she is or anything like that. But she certainly was encouraged. So we're glad for that. Let's see if we can pick up another caller here. Extension 1328, hello. Extension 1328. Okay, they may be just listening to you. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, hi. Thanks for calling What Is Etiquette Anyway. Did you want to join the conversation or give us some advice? We're talking about love relationships, family, spouse. Or were you listening?
I was just listening, but, you know, I just hearing that about the young lady, I just really want to congratulate her on her engagement. And if love is for you, it's for you. It doesn't matter if it's a day, a year, a month, or 10 years. So, you know, I was just listening, but when I heard that, you know, I just really want to say congratulations to that young lady. And that's really all.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We certainly do appreciate that. Well, wow, Andrea, what do you think? Has this been wonderful or what?
It is. It's amazing. You know, it's always nice when you feel as though you found the one, and you found the one, you know, to share life with and to share a future with. It's always an exciting time. So I also want to give my congratulations to that couple and also to the couple that just had the baby on Valentine's Day. That's also a new journey. That's beautiful. It's just beautiful.
Absolutely. It certainly is. Well, wow. Well, we have so enjoyed the show this evening. We certainly want to remind you, as we do each week, to initiate a random act of kindness, and we always ask you to feel free to share as well.
Now it's time for Random Acts of Kindness.
Okay. All right. This evening's kindness says, Dear Etiquette Lady, I live in Ohio where we have a lot of snow. I am elderly and some young people who live across from me were kind enough to shovel my walk. I like to go out to the mailbox and would not have been able to do it because the snow was piled up. I am so grateful. This was so kind of them. And this comes from Sarah. Sarah, thank you so much for sharing. We certainly do appreciate you doing that. Well, once again, thank you. So thanks, Andrea. You've been a wonderful co-host once again. We certainly appreciate you. And thanks to everyone for supporting our show and listening, everyone who called in, sent us a message or email, those joining us for the first time, and, of course, our loyal listeners who tune in each week. We are so glad that you are part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We also ask that you remember the golden rule, that is, treat others the way you want to be treated. That comes from Matthew 7 and 12. And do us a favor, be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen as well. After all, you guys know that our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And we realize that we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly and write them deep within your heart. And again, make sure you initiate a random act of kindness this week, especially if you forgot to do it last week. And by the way, last week was National Kindness Week. So in case you didn't perform an act of kindness last week, it's not too late. You can certainly do it this week. Well, thanks again for tuning in. Please join us again next week where we will have another exciting topic. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.